Hey, so if I go to BJJFanatics.com, what do I need to search for in order to find three awesome instructionals?
All you really need to do is put in ROZ. And Gravity Is Your Friend, Escapes for Guys Over 40, and Be a Hammer, Smash the Knees pop up. And those are the three that you've done so far.
Yes, and in January, I'll be going back to Boston to recruit a handful more. So stay tuned. More awesomeness on BJJ Fanatics coming your way.
We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
Are you stretching?
I'm stretching. Not for the podcast.
I don't know what you're stretching for.
Well, one, it's cold in here.
So
I'm all tensed up.
You tensed up all the time. Should mentally. We leave this in?
Yeah. Don't even bother with the clap.
It makes me feel better. We are live.
Yeah. Here we go. I am stretching because I spent all open mat yesterday on the bottom. So my shoulders have been, I've been carrying people's weight on my skeleton. I'm a little tight. So that's why I'm stretching. Plus, like I said, it is a little chilly in here. And when it's chilly, you tend to tense up. So that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Episode 142, and we have Gustavo Dantas.
Part two.
So we haven't had many returns. No. And I do have to say by design. Yeah. Like I always try to, there's so many different people that I try not to schedule the same person unless there is a good reason or good story behind it. And, you know, Gustavo really brings a lot of value and a lot of expertise.
He's a smart dude.
And he's, you know, and a lot of it is self-experience and kind of,
yeah.
He did go to school. He's an educated guy, but there's a lot of street smarts when it comes to him.
Well, I think he came up both ways, right? If I remember, I didn't listen back to the old episode. I should have. But I know when he got to this country, he started, you know, I believe it was like wasn't he a landscaper? Didn't we talk about that?
He had other jobs with the goal of getting his academy off the ground. Right. And, you know, but he's, you know, one of the things I really like about Gustavo is the fact that he's very self-driven to make improvement for himself. And it's, he pushes that out to all his students and everybody he's involved with in the community and his entire community circle. But he puts a lot of emphasis on being better himself.
Yes.
There's a lot of, you know, reading and a lot of educating and a lot of really reflecting and you know, he journals and other things and other tools that really make him better to become a better person, a lot of self-reflection. And one of the big things that, as we always do, kind of trying to come up with the overseeing topic of this conversation as a recap was the gain versus the gap, mm-hmm. which in jiu-jitsu comes up quite frequently. You know, especially for the newer individuals, newer students who are just starting the jiu-jitsu journey, you know, is how do I measure this? How do I get better? You know, how do I know I got better? You know, how come this person is better than me, even though I started after them or before them, right? And so comparing ourselves to somebody else, chasing the tail, chasing the goal, you know, what do they call, what is the phrase about Johnson's or whatever? Never mind, forget it.
Keeping up with the Johnsons.
There you go. Keeping up
with the Joneses.
Joneses. There you go, right? It's like trying to essentially achieve what somebody else is achieving.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought up this book, which I haven't read. I'm going to actually get it because I'm curious now. And it looks actually, I read the little description of it, but the Gap and the Gain. Dan Sullivan is the author. You know, and I'm going to dip into this, but he was talking about how do you manage, how do you maneuver through that environment, mm-hmm. right? It instead of, well, let me ask you, let me throw this back at to you. How do you manage that? How do you manage the gap versus the gain?
Well, you know, for me personally, I always have, and for Gustavo, right? It's about reflection. And you have to take everything into consideration, who you are, what you've done, what you know, how much time you've put in, smart goals. So, you know, putting in the real work instead of keeping busy, you know, and making sure you stay on track. But I think a good point that he brought up, was to look at where you're at now. Sure. Stop looking to where you want to be all the time. Especially like here on the mats, and you're like all, for all those reasons you brought up, somebody started after, they're better. I haven't done this or that, whatever it may be, but look at where you've been. And, you know, if you were to roll with yourself, you know, your previous self from when you started, how would you do? You'd probably do pretty good. Right. So, and to take stock in that rather than all those things that you haven't or you can't. Because you've already accomplished so much, right? And if you can carry that forward, you know you can accomplish this. You've already done it. Well, then I can continue on this journey. And in 2 years' time, I'll look back at these 2 years and say, oh, wow, look, yeah. I really have done a lot. I really have come a long way, you know? Or maybe I haven't. Well, why haven't you? Be honest with mm-hmm. yourself about it. Why haven't you? Okay, well, now I need to know, or now I know I need to work on these things. That's the way I look at it.
I think some people refer to this as sprints, other refer to this as anchors or milestones, you know, whatever, different terminology. But essentially what you're saying is create a point of time in the future, which you will aim for, and that point of time in the future will become present at some point when we go forward, right? And at some point when we pass that point, it will become the past.
Yeah.
And we look at it from at those points of time. And we create the relationship of where we've been, mm-hmm. when we are, and we are where we are aiming for the future, that at that point we have somewhat tangible points, not only where we're going, but also what we have accomplished in the past. And that allows us, essentially we're comparing the growth, not what we're chasing, but we're comparing the growth that we've done.
Yeah, you're looking at what you have accomplished rather than what you are hoping to or what your goals are. Or, you know, like you said, you know, set this particular point 2 years ahead of time. You don't even have to do that. Just keep showing up, keep doing the work, be smart about the work you're doing, right? You know, so every day you're reflective. Every day you're thinking about what you did. And things will pay off if you start implementing the things you know you need to do. You know, people say, oh, just show up. Well, if you're showing up and you're joking around and you're just hanging out and you're not paying attention, well, just showing up isn't going to get you there. But if you're showing up with a purpose and you're fulfilling that purpose, you know, time goes by, you know, and you can look back and say, wow, I really have done a lot. You know, sometimes you look back in life, we all do it. You look back and you're like, wow, that went by so fast and I didn't get any of these things done, or I don't have any of these great memories or whatever. And it's because, well, you weren't, on the day to day, you weren't taking care of it like you were supposed to, you know, doesn't mean you can't start now, you know, there's no time like the present. But 99.9% of us aren't going to win a major competition. 99% of us aren't even going to compete. So what are your goals? Are you going to, you know, what are you looking to get out of it? And if you're looking to be better than the guy that is competing all the time when open mat rolls around, it's you're not being realistic. You're just not, you know, if you're 45 years old and your goal is to not get passed by the 26-year-old competitor, I don't think you're being realistic. What's in it for you? I think you need to be a little selfish about it. And then as time goes by, if you're looking at it for what's in it for you, that doesn't mean you're not giving back and helping. I think as those 2 years go by, you're going to make some strides.
So chipping away, essentially, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
One small step at a time.
Yeah. What are we chipping away at, though? I like one small step at a time. I like, you know, and when you put, you're just building on things. You're layering things on top of each other if you're doing the work. If you're not, well, then you're not going to get any higher. You're not going to move up the ladder, you know. And maybe you're okay with that. Maybe you like coming out and just hanging out and getting a couple good roles in, and you don't mind that you're not really progressing because it gets you out of the house.
Well, and I think we need to be clear on this. Showing up and hanging out, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not the same. The result is not going to be the same if your goal is for you to get really productive and better, right? So one of the things we talked about is being busy of being productive and what the differences are. And I think that's kind of what it's leaning towards. And also, I don't want anybody to think that setting goals is not a good idea. Looking in the future is great, but that's what we are planning ahead. What you're talking about now specifically is a reflection of what we've achieved from between past and now.
Yeah.
Right? So looking how productive we are or how productive we've been.
Yeah.
Right? And looking at, you know, I think that there's a correlation and there's a relationship between future and the past. Like if I'm thinking about this, right? Because if I set my goal, let's just say for the next month, in the next 30 days, I'm going to achieve X. 30 days passes by. And at that point, the 30 days ahead is today, right? The 30 day passed. So we are at the present time for what I was supposed to do, right? So at that point, the question is, have you achieved what you were planning on doing, right? And then another 30 days passes, so total 60 day passed, right? So we have 30 days. We have the initial point that was in the future, now is 30 days behind us. Mm-hmm. And now we can see whether the goals we have achieved were really achieved. Did we chip things away? Did we make one step at a time? And did we really move forward? Did we get better, right? And oftentimes, I feel like we are trying to solve world's problems. Like, I love that analogy because we really do sometimes. We're trying to learn the elaborate system or elaborate thing, or I'm trying to get better at this. And then we oftentimes don't develop a plan. Sometimes we don't even have a plan at all, zero, you know. And then, you know, not 30, not 60, but 300 days later, we are scratching our heads and how come I still suck at this? And oftentimes, this is where we say, oh, this is just not good for me. Or, you know, this doesn't work for my body type.
Yeah, you get discouraged.
Yeah, you get discouraged. You know, and we find many reasons why these things don't work or why, you know, we're trying to justify it to ourselves, essentially. That's all we're doing, why we didn't succeed. And oftentimes, that puts us in the, you know, in a dumpster. It's mental and physical, and oftentimes we don't.
Yeah. When you're there, look for my jiu-jitsu.
Versus, you know, taking the different approach, right? So setting a very simple goal of making improvement, whatever that is, and then reflecting on it after a very short period of time and see what progressions you have made. And if you make these milestones every 30 days or whatever, you should have several anchor points all throughout the time passes by. And then you see if you made changes. If you didn't, well, maybe there's time to take action now. And if you did, then there should be a result.
Right. And if the result isn't what you want, well, then you just reassess and figure out.
Exactly.
You know, maybe, back to busy versus work, you know, maybe you're just keeping yourself busy and you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
You know, so now you need to talk to somebody or figure out how to actually do the work. Because you could be on the mat working on something and doing nothing but developing bad habits. And then you're like, well, I put, 25 hours in on this and I'm not getting any better. Well, you put in 23 focusing on the wrong thing, you know? So it's always, for me, everything is always about reflection and pulling things apart to see what works, what didn't, why they didn't work. Was it your fault? Was it outside influence? You mm-hmm. know, things like that. So that you can then, you know, move forward in a progressive manner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just reflecting on what you said. See, because
it's all
about
reflection.
Yeah, it really is. And so how come we don't reflect? How come we don't?
Because we're busy, right?
Busy or lazy?
We're inside our own head. Lazy could definitely be part of it.
Or insecure.
Insecurities, outside influences. I'm in the middle of I just started a phone detox. Where we're sharing screen time.
Mm-hmm. Is that within your family?
No, it's within a group of other dudes that do BJJ.
Okay.
And, you know, a bunch of us have already, you know, so we've been sharing our screen time. And you're supposed to delete your apps, like the social media apps, which I haven't done for two reasons. One is because I use them here. Right at the academy to post things. Mm-hmm. And the other is I don't have an iPad. I would have to do it from the laptop, which is just a nightmare sometimes, to post. And, I'm doing really well. I'm doing better than some of these other guys who don't have the apps. So now that's almost like a little, incentive. Like I can do it with the, it's like you could put the cookie in front of me and I'm not going to eat it. But that's literal, which I would fail at. But what's my original point with bringing that up is you're keeping yourself honest when you're doing something like this, right? So keep yourself honest about your jiu-jitsu. When you came in, did you start every round where you're supposed to? Did you do your homework that was given to you? And really do it. Like, really do it. Did you ask questions? You know, during open mat, ask your partner questions. You're going to get answers that you don't like that are going to bruise your ego. But you might also get some really good advice, too. Or they might say, you know what, you did this correctly.
Yeah.
But I know a way around it or whatever. And, you know, and a good thing to do always is to tell them up front, hey man, I'm working on this right now. Just keep passing, you know, or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I'm working on guard retention. Just as soon as you pass, can we go back? If they don't want to give you the time for that, they're not a good training partner. So,
are you saying
ask those questions?
Are you saying during open mats we shouldn't just go balls out?
I am absolutely saying that because then you won't be back the next day. Well, at some point you won't be coming back. But like, you know, I asked them, you know, every round yesterday I was like, I want to start here. I want to do that. This, there was a couple rounds where there was guys that were brand new to open mat. So I would step out of what I was doing a little bit to help them. You know, but you got to just be honest with yourself about it. So I think
that's the hard part.
It's
not the
hard,
time. Man. It's not the priorities. It's not the complexity of this task. Oftentimes is just being honest with yourself. And many of us don't want to be. We don't want to look at the, you know, how much time we spend on social media or how efficient we are in training. You know, open mats are often so appealing because they are physically stimulating, and that's what guys use it, guys and girls. That's what they use it for, and that's great. But
yeah,
all I say is don't fool yourself that you're studying, because you're not. Open training is not studying. Open training is a midterm. That's your test. That's when you're testing yourself. That's when you're exploring. You're finding errors and so on. This is not when you're studying. Studying is when you're in the trenches, in the weeds, analyzing boring things, repeating, drilling mechanically, and you're trying to understand and comprehend and make logic out of whatever you're trying to do.
You can do that in open training, but you have to discuss it with your training partners that this is what
I guess what I mean by open training is a sparring session with a time on and with a clear goal of submit or scoring points.
Winning.
That is not, winning.
Right.
That is not how you study. This is not a studying session.
No.
You know? So those And I'm sure there's plenty of people who will post on our social media are disagreeing with the statement, but it is what it is. This is my, just my perspective. And, you know, many use it that way, and that's fine. To each their own.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very specific on and very strategic about how I use my time. And, you know,
there's room for both.
Yes.
There's room for both.
Well, and so let me phrase this up. Open training and sparring is extremely important.
Yeah.
But not for studying. Studying is separate from sparring. Sparring has a very different purpose.
Yeah.
Like drilling has a different purpose from sparring. Drilling has a different purpose from a class. Drilling has a different purpose of educating yourself and understanding and comprehending.
Yeah.
These are four different tools that you get better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hung up on the name, right? Open training. So you show up for that hour, but you don't have to.
I am not talking about the time on the schedule. I'm talking how what you do during the time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So different academies do it different ways. And, you know, the point is, if you go balls out and you're competing with your partner, you're not studying. That's how I look at it. There's a different approach to that. And, you know, I hope you guys really, you know, take reflection on this and use your time more purposefully and, you know, apply some of these tools to your training so you get better, you know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you always ask everybody when you have a private? Not the first one, but after that first one.
Did you do your homework?
Did you do your homework, right? Yep. And if they're not doing their homework, it shows. And if they're their homework,
you have homework in private?
Absolutely, you should.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I think people do them differently, but I think that.
I don't know how other people do it, but.
You're
doing private with me, you have a homework, and I will make you write it down, and I will ask you about it. And if you didn't do it, you're slacking. That's how simple it is. My job is to make you better.
Cool.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.